This is WLRN News. I'm Tim Padgett. Last week, protesters marched on Colombia's Congress in Bogotá calling for better protection of former guerrillas, hundreds of whom have been murdered since the country's civil war ended 8 years ago. Among the demobilized members of the Marxist rebel group known as the FARC are poor, rural women like Leonor. Leonor was lured into the FARC as a teenager and became the sexual slave of a guerrilla commander. After escaping that ordeal, she met Colombian author Paula Delgado Kling. Her poignant new book, Leonor, The Story of a Lost Childhood, brings us the tragedy of Colombia's child combatants. Delgado Kling spoke with me from Boca Raton about Leonor and Colombia's struggle to move beyond its half-century-long conflict. Paula, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Tim, for having me.
Elle magazine calls your book one of this year's best nonfiction works so far, and it isn't just about Leonor's painful journey, it's also about your own parallel awakening as a privileged Bogotá youth amid Colombia's violence. Why was it so important to tell this story from both vantage points?
Well, when I was in high school in 1992, my eldest brother was kidnapped for 6 months, and I didn't know anything of what happened to him. But one thing I did overhear him say was that it had been teenage kids who held guns and had the job of holding him hostage. So when I was a grad student at Columbia University, I wanted to write a policy paper about the reintegration of children from armed groups and child soldiers. So I went back to Bogota and I began to get access to these government homes. And it was in one of those homes that I found Leonor. So I guess this book was a coming of age writing for me.
You met Leonor in 2001 when she was just 17, right?
Right. And she had only been out of the FARC for 2 weeks.
And I'll admit, I have a personal interest in this book because as a correspondent in the late 1990s, I spent time with the FARC guerrillas in the same southern region of Colombia where Leonor was with them at that time. And I met many girls just like her who I'm sure shared her story. Tell us about the hell Leonor went through.
So since Leonor was born, it was a difficult childhood because her mother had a lot of children. She couldn't take care of them. She is often abused by the father and her mother beating her. And her family lives very close to the FARC camps. So she begins to see the FARC camps as a refuge. And then she is noticed by an older commander because Leonor is very beautiful. Right away, she becomes a sexual possession of a man 34 years her senior. And apart from that, she's facing the continuous everyday of war.
But you make an observation about Leonor that struck me. You say it was in her character to reject pity.
Yes, that was how she was able to survive. That is a way that trauma victims find the grit and the resilience to kind of rewire the story in their heads. And that's why it took a really long time for Leonor to make sense of her life and to put the pieces back together.
Now, the violence and the kidnappings of Colombia's Civil War forced your father to send you to live in Toronto for a time, and that took you out of the insular world of upper-crust Bogotá society. Your grandfather, Fernando Masuera, had actually been the mayor of Bogotá. But how did that later affect your ability to interact with women like Leonor?
I got to grow up in Canada, and I got to see a different view and different experiences. And for that reason, I believe I was able to be really open to Leonor.
Many Colombian expats here in South Florida experienced FARC violence, and many are understandably bitter about it. Do you hope this book can perhaps help them see former FARC combatants in a different light and the importance of helping make Colombia a better country for people like Leonor?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if Leonor and I were able to build some sort of kinship and understanding, and if she was able to be so honest with me about her story and trust me with it, definitely there is an understanding, maybe even as women, that we can do something about this. The rights of her children, our children, everybody's children going forward.
Paula, thanks.
Thanks, Tim.
Colombian expat Paula Delgado Kling of Boca Raton is the author of Leonor, The Story of a Lost Childhood. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. This is WLRN News.